Mrs. England fall out at a fogo in your town. When Esther first saw the unbeaten man, he groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of milk on the curb, and the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak. And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with pumping hill high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked mean.
Sure to find the evil man who robbed and killed in the
a sound. There was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood in shirt, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her eyes, she tried to slide the heavy fluid from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore.